try the salami, Tommy. Give it the gravy, Davy. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Try a tomato plate too. Here's cacciatore, Dory. Taste the bologna, Tony. Everybody eats when they come to my house. I fix your favorite dishes, hoping this good food fills ya. Work my hands to the bone in the kitchen alone. You better eat if it kills ya. Pass me a pancake mandrake. Having a derby irvy. Look in the fendel mendel. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Hannah, Davy, Tommy, Dora, Mandrake. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Pasta Fazula, Tolula. Oh, do have a bagel, Fagel. Now don't be so bashful, Nashville. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Hey, this is a party, Marty. Look here, you get the cherry, Jerry. Now look, don't be so picky, Mickey. 'Cause everybody eats when they come to my house. All of my friends are welcome. Don't make me coax you, moax you. Eat the tables, the chairs, the napkins, who cares? You gotta eat if it chokes you. Oh, do have a knish, Nisha. Pass him the latke, Matke. Chili con carne for Barney. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Face, Buster, Cher, Chops, Fump. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Everybody eats when they come to my house.
Sophia
and Emma,
and we're Las Moto Mamis. You're still listening to Automation, but we're going to transition into some great vinyls very, very soon. We have music from Costa Rica, Panama, Brazil, Burma. It's going to be good. All over the world.
All over the world. Just like we are.
And we're going to tell you a story today for the first time in Las Motos Mami
history.
Las Moto Mami history.
Of the semester.
Of this semester. We told you guys a story of us breaking a swing in Peru last semester. It was not a hit.
It was a fail.
It was not a hit.
But we're back. We're going to try again. We'll see. This story, I think, is better. Just objectively.
Yeah, it doesn't involve, like...
destruction.
Pain. Yeah.
Anyways, you're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5.
Tufts Freeform Radio.
Yeah.
See ya.
Thank you. I feed him. What? But Master Thomas been good to us. Why are we leaving? Why are we leaving now?
Been chaotic or
congruent?
Thank you. over this song, we are going to tell our first story of the semester. Can you guess what we were for Halloween?
I was the blue wildcat.
And I was the green one. I was either Chris or Martin.
And I was either Chris or Martin, but blue.
We were also potentially their wives.
Yeah. There was a lot of interpretation going on because of our crazy costumes.
Emma was wearing... I can't take this seriously with this song in the background.
Yes.
Cobrando por party más de 70k. Tiene que beberte mami, tú te china acá. Si tu mujer se pasa conmigo, la vamos acá. Por este loco, la mujer es bota más agua que la K. Llegaron los people, recogen los chihuahuas. Lo mandé para el Cristo Redentor en una guagua. Cada vez que freno, demasiado piquete, manín, se me fue los frenos.
Las mujeres aquí no son televisores,
pero la ponemos en 4K.
Las mujeres aquí no son televisores,
pero la ponemos en 4K.
Pide lo que sea, te lo voy a conseguir. Llama Gil, 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 no te voy a mentir. Que tú quieras hacerte todo y yo en tu cuerpo
dale, un vendil.
Ponte cuatro calles que yo rompo. Dime lo que quieres que yo te lo compro. Ese novio tuyo tiene cara tonto. Y si tú quieres yo la monto y se la desmonto. Oh, che, el dinero no falte, bebé. Tú no ves que yo la tengo en play como es. Si tú quieres cuarto, yo no me muevo. Pégate pa' la pared que quiero darte como es. Tú eres loca, tú eres una crisis. Parite las patas con un chapite pesi.
Oh my God.
Bienvenida al mundo fácil. Gracias a Dios mío porque corona una lazi.
4K. Yo le quiero dar en 4K.
4K. Anyways, post dance party, we'll tell you our story. So Emma and I were the Wildcats for Halloween, and we, as 19 and 20 year old, as
I was 18 at the
and
time.
20 year olds, which makes the trick-or-treating better. We decided to go trick-or-treating in Emma's neighborhood.
Which is Medford.
Which is north of Tufts.
Yeah.
Medford, north of Tufts.
Exactly.
And so we walk past the JCC, we walk past the gym, we go through this secret little alley that leads to Emma's neighborhood. And we're walking down this first street, and we see this house.
We hit the jackpot of houses.
Like, first house is the jackpot of Halloween houses.
Mm-hmm.
There's, like, lights being projected onto the stairs.
Crazy, like, pumpkin carving.
Crazy pumpkin carvings. Decor, like...
galore.
Decor galore.
And the porch light's on, and we can hear the people, like, awake inside.
In fact...
with the door open.
In fact, like... yeah, like she was sitting right in front of the door. I almost saw the bowl of candy.
It was perfect.
And so we walk all the way up and then walk back down because we're scared.
Yeah, and mind you, like we are at the top of their stairs. They definitely
heard and saw us.
But then we chicken out, so we go back down the stairs. And we're just like standing in front of their driveway for like 5-10 minutes.
Yeah, debating.
Debating and trying to hype ourselves up. We're like, if it's not this house, like, we're done.
Because we look down the street and every house is dark.
Porch light off.
No
which bowls is of candy.
The indicator
yeah,
of whether
sorry.
We can ring the doorbell or not. I didn't know this.
Yeah.
But Emma was like, porch light's off. We can't approach.
Yeah. That's the ethics of Halloween.
And so we finally decide. We finally decide to make our way back up the stairs, and we ring the doorbell. The lady, like, knew we were coming. She saw us the whole time.
From miles away.
From literal feet away.
Yeah, she didn't even need to look miles. We were 2 feet in front of her.
And someone, like, gets up with a candy bowl and is like, oh my God, trick-or-treaters.
Yeah, they seem really, and there's, like, a bunch of people there.
There's, like, yeah, they're all, like, having a great time. Yeah. And they're also really happy to see us. Yeah. Because they have a big bowl of candy that, honestly, they probably wanted to keep.
Probably. They were being like, no, take it. Take it. Like, yeah. Take it all.
But thinking back, like, if they actually wanted us to take it all, they would have left the bowl outside.
Real. Yeah. That's some good deduction. I mean, that's not the right. Deducing? That's some good deducing, so Philly. I agree with you. Yeah, anyway, so we got our candy, and that was our success, yeah, of the night, I would say.
It was
say.
Awesome. After that, it went downhill.
It went downhill, because I guess, what was it, like 9:45 or 10?
It was very late. People were asleep.
Yeah.
There were many a bowls that appeared to have candy and were empty.
Yeah, that, oh, and then there was one house where there was this huge bowl set up, but only like two pieces of,
yeah, there were two, three musketeers.
And one of them was in the dead center of the bowl. It felt completely like a trap. Like, it was crazy. Like, I thought someone was gonna come out and like murder us. It was absurd.
But then after one success and many failures, we made it to Emma's house.
My house.
I almost doxed you there. Literally. We made it to Emma's house, and her dad was home, and we got more candy.
We got more candy from my dad, yeah.
By the way, Emma's house has this, like, big punching bag in it that is shaped, yeah, like a person.
Yep.
And every time I see it, I'm jump scared.
Yeah, it's like a Halloween decoration that's just sitting in my dining room all year.
Yeah.
Like, it's the scary, and even I've lived there all my life. And I get jump scared by it, so it's very scary.
Yeah, it's pretty intense.
But yeah, that was our Halloween. It was very, very fun, very cutesy. Being a wildcrat is so much more fun than you'd think. Like, I'd recommend everyone to be a wildcrat at least one day a year. Maybe Halloween, maybe not.
I agree. You become so sleuthy.
As the wildcrats are, constantly. Yeah, you become someone else, and it's fun.
Chicken bop. The fun won't stop when you're doing the chicken bop. Down at the barn, there's a party going on. They're all pecking and scratching to their favorite songs. Everyone's dancing together, shaking their tail feathers.
Sailors
moving their legs,
laying some eggs.
Sang-e, gong-e,
we've had some other bangers.
I really want to be loved. For everyone or anyone who's wondering, it's Denise Williams.
Answer them.
Yep.
It might take a little bit, but don't give up. Don't give up. We will answer.
tenia flan, el toro recomenda, el fan ja fill ros, que bo va salint a temps. Un xumaco tia, un pergunta al pamor, el flan ja fill ros, any de boca té idat. Tu tinya flan, el toro recomenda, el flan ja fill ros, que bo va salint a temps. Un xumaco tia, un pergunta al pamor, el flan ja fill ros, ainda boca tem idade. E a pai flã, ele deixa-me em paz, ele deixa-me em paz, lá na flor de mocidade. E a pai flã, ele deixa-me em paz, eu deixo-me em paz, da flor de mocidade. Aí de Monte Preto, a massa ali na dentro, passa 18 de mar, com criola na Bahia. A mchiga na salina, criola cota jovem, de baixo para riba, eu tá sarrado sná. A mim que sabe coisa, que já fazer criola, criola está toda, eu tá sarrado sná. A mim que sabe coisa, que já fazer criola, criola está toda, ela está sarrando os nanas. Tá menino que vem de centro, nem que vem de morada, só me pude ir hora, vamos banhar caminho. Pra menino que vem de cena, nem que vem de morar, só me cuide hora, vamos banhar caminho. A mim já me pedi santo, já reza no senhor, santo que guardar, eu tá guardando também. A mim já me pedi santo, já reza no senhor, santo que guardar, eu tá guardando também. Salina dentro, bamba galinheiro, que tem galo trino, galinha tem corém. Mancha já me dor, corda de lalá, de noite já andar, ferramenta vendeu. De galinheiro, barri bem feliz, barri bem feliz, casanha só velha. Mancha nene jorge, tada pera tchó, é florónio do mongrog, ela tá grita, ô mundo!
ceux qui n'en ont pas. Rosa, Rosa, quand on fout le bordel, tu nettoies. Et toi, Albert, quand on trinque, tu ramasses les verres. Céline, Bataire, toi tu te prends des vestes au vestiaire. Arlette, arrête, toi la fête, tu la passes aux toilettes. Et si on célébrait ceux qui ne célèbrent pas? Pour une fois, j'aimerais lever mon verre à ceux qui n'en ont pas. À ceux qui n'en ont pas. Quoi les bonnes manières? Pourquoi je ferais semblant? Toute façon, elle est payée pour le faire. Tu te prends pour ma mère? Dans une heure, je reviens. Que ce soit propre, qu'on puisse y manger par terre. Trois heures que j'attends. Franchement, il est fabrique ou quoi? Heureusement que c'est que de verre. Appelle-moi ton responsable et fais vite, elle pourrait se finir comme ça, ta carrière. Oui, célébrons ceux qui ne célèbrent pas. Encore une fois, j'aimerais lever mon verre à ceux qui n'en ont pas. À ceux qui n'en ont pas. Toujours te brosser, brosser, si tu ne me respectes pas. Oui, célébrons ceux qui ne célèbrent pas. Encore une fois, j'aimerais lever mon verre à ceux qui n'en ont pas. À ceux qui n'en ont pas.
Oh, mal bravo. Chi pagna mia lancia, ma già massa, creva pisca. Oh mal bravo, chi pagna mia lancia, ma già massa, creva pisca. E son patu, bene ne chite, chi pagna mia lancia, con perto di caccia.
Ben 91.5 FM College Radio PSA. Did you know 91.5 FM is college and community radio no matter where you are in eastern Massachusetts? If you're driving northeast from Tufts, check out some underground radio over at WUML in Lowell, broadcasting from UMass Lowell. If you're driving southeast, tune in to hear lots of great programming over at WZLY in Wellesley, broadcasting from Wellesley College. Support community radio by tuning in and engaging with local stations. And remember, if it's 91.5, then it's good college radio.